Schwartzfeld.
The Toronto Raptors are the champions of the NBA.
You know, we talked earlier a couple weeks ago about where the Raptors, how much the Raptors have to be up by mm-hmm. for you to be comfortable. And I feel like the last 0.9 seconds taking 4 minutes was about as Raptors as it could get because it wasn't comfortable.
They managed to be ahead in a game with 0.0 seconds on the clock and still have to play.
And it was like, it didn't feel, it still doesn't feel real, but it really didn't feel real until that clock was done.
You know, unbelievable.
Truly. Truly unbelievable.
Hard to even, you know, just two hungover guys, two tired hungover guys.
Let's get them on the radio. But like it,
intermittent laughter is the best part of the day.
When we started doing this show again.
Yes.
If you had told me that in, you know, 5 months from starting that show, we'd be doing a show about the Raptors winning a title, I would have laughed in your face.
First question, did you buy a newspaper today?
I didn't. I feel like I should. Did you?
No, I did not. Didn't even think of it until I saw the question.
Yeah, same. But I feel like I should. It's a good thing to have in frame. We that had one, it's, in an old place of mine, a roommate of mine had Batflip posters and Encarnacion wildcard game posters, newspapers framed, and look great. So maybe I should. I have a frame.
Yeah, I would suggest that you do.
Yeah, I think
maybe I should too. Anyway, to the task at hand. Your 2019 NBA champion Toronto Raptors, where do you want to start?
I guess the game, like the game itself, before we get into deeper specifics, so to speak.
And you have rewatched the game?
Several times.
Wow. I haven't had a chance to.
I rewatched the game and then game in an hour.
Right. First thing that stands out, Kyle Lowry, of course.
Of course.
21 points in the first half.
Couldn't script it better.
11 straight points to open the game. Fuck you, Kyle Lowry games.
Definitely, like he was definitely mad about all the talk about his shot he missed in game five.
A definitive performance. 26, 10 and 7.
9 of 16, damn.
Unbelievable performance. Everything you could possibly want from a Kyle Lowry game.
He hit some shots in that first half that, like, especially on like the 11-0 run to start, where like, the third one, like, we were standing there in the bar and it was just like, it was like, come on. Like, how could you?
Unbelievable.
It was so good. I'm so happy for Kyle Lowry.
And he was the first one to get the trophy.
Yes.
Pascal Siakam made, Serge Ibaka made sure.
Which definitely made me get a little emotional and weepy this morning when I saw that.
A beautiful moment in a night full of beautiful moments. Fred VanVleet with some unbelievable fourth quarter work. I think he had 12 in the fourth quarter.
He
outperformed Steph Curry in the fourth quarter.
Speaking of shots that you couldn't believe went in, he had at least two in that fourth quarter that were big money shots, as they say.
Kawhi Leonard, who looked almost out of gas. Like,
yeah.
22-6-3.
I was surprised he had 22, to be honest.
That's what he does.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I will say this. I was thinking about this today when I was rewatching things. Obviously, I don't care who does what if the Raptors win.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we are big, big fans of Kawhi and Danny Green and Marc Gasol. I don't want to take anything away from them because I love them. But there's something wonderful about the fact that in the title clinching game, the big contributions came from guys who have been here and suffered with the Raptors for at least a couple years. You had Kyle, you had Fred, you had Serge, Pascal had a decent game. Like, it was those guys right. that got it done.
Yeah.
There's something lovely about that.
It was really something, you know, they almost gave it away.
Oh yeah, I can't believe Danny Green threw that pass. Oh my god!
But it doesn't matter. Who they won.
I assume you're like me, and that as soon as he threw that ball away,
I couldn't believe it.
You thought it was over.
I couldn't believe.
You thought we were going to lose, right?
He could dribble if he wanted to.
He could have done anything, but what he did. He
could have just stood there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But it doesn't matter because they clear it. What a night of celebration we watched in a group of, I want to say 20-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a reservation of 10.
Yeah, the bar didn't love that.
A nightmare. We'll get in.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into this right now because this is what our show is we are very random. A nightmare booking we were last night.
Actual nightmare. I felt terrible.
We were a reservation of quote unquote 10 that we more than doubled.
Yeah.
To the point that they were like, okay, we're cashing you all out because...
Just come to the bar and...
Yes.
To be, in our defense, though, we have spent the last three games there spending a lot of money.
Yes.
So, not that it excuses it, but like...
But that doesn't even... I've never... Listen, I've never seen anything like what happened last night in my life. We were having a wild time, and Sean's wife, Diana...
Halftime.
At halftime... Just like one of the craziest bounces you'll ever see in your life. Her phone fell behind the booth we were in.
Which is against a wall.
Which is built into a wall. There's no sliding it out. There's no... So at halftime, the owner, I guess?
Manager? I don't know.
The manager of the bar has a crowbar. And he is ripping out the wood that connects the booth to the wall. It's halftime at the NBA Finals and we're all nervous and there is the sound of wood being torn out of the wall of a building. And I'm like, this is the worst reservation anyone's ever had.
When we first like cleared the stuff from like the wood paneling and I saw him with the crowbar, I was like, oh, cool. You can just like lift that top up.
No.
And like, no. He
ripped it out of the foundation. It. And then the phone was on the floor away. Yes. It was like 6 feet away.
It was very far.
And then, miraculously, during the celebrations...
Yeah, how did they... I actually...
One of your friends...
I missed how they got it.
Got it out of there. He put a ball of duct tape on the end of a broom.
The broom duct tape actually worked? The broom
duct tape worked. Stabbed it with the duct tape ball.
Oh, shout out to Peter Lippert for that.
Unbelievable. Ingenuity. When I came back in from the champagne and that had happened, unbelievable.
Yeah.
We drank champagne in the alley.
We did.
We jumped all over each other. We hugged and laughed.
Drank a lot of champagne.
Boy, oh boy. You were there longer than I was.
Yeah, I don't remember when you left.
Steve and I left after the second bottle of champagne.
Oh, okay. I texted Steve today saying, I'm sorry that I don't remember saying goodbye to you.
You texted? Oh, yeah. Listen, it was a night. But then we walked home. I'm physically done. I'm very hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From jumping?
I had shoes that weren't my shoes. I was wearing a pair of Vans that I hadn't really worked in. And in game five, I had sat for three quarters.
Right.
Because I like to build. You know how I like to build?
Right, yeah.
I had to stand the entire game six. So I was standing for like 4 hours. And then I walked home. Steve and I walked back to his place and then walked home.
Oh.
So like I woke up and I was like, oh, shoot, I'm late for work. I was like, I'll just roll out of bed and go. And I, like, jumping out of bed, my calf muscle was like a fist in my leg. And I was like, all right, I'm really dehydrated. Didn't really get any sleep. And I walked. And my lower body has been a mess today.
Oh, no.
I look like game three of the Eastern Conference Final Kawhi. We're just like, is he okay? It's like,
Not really.
He's going to work.
Yeah, my insides are, I guess, the tight.
You basically poisoned yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For a while. Apparently... In our significant other's infinite wisdom, we went back to Sean and Anna's house afterwards, and we were talking about going downtown. Mm. And in our significant other's wisdom, they decided just to feed us booze until it was like, no, it's time to go to bed, not downtown.
Right.
Which worked.
What time would you say you went to bed?
Three?
That's not bad.
No, it was... 3:30 maybe? I actually, you know what? I don't know.
I had you pegged for worse than that because when I left, it didn't seem like
Kramer said that his Uber was at 2:30.
Okay.
So it must have been.
Because there's a picture of Instagram of Kramer having another bottle of champagne in a different location.
Yeah, we had at least one more, possibly two more. I can't remember.
And I think he's smoking. Sean and
Yeah, we had two. Oh, Sean's giving us two more bottles of champagne at their house. And London brought cigars.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So.
I was already gone for all of that.
I remember. I think one of the last things I remember is trying to figure out how to get the wrapping off the cigar and not doing that very well.
Phenomenal.
I remember it being very difficult. And in hindsight, I feel like it probably was not a design flaw and was just me being three balls of champagne deep.
Could be. What a phenomenal night. Just like what an energy in the streets.
And it was crazy. Watching all the
hugging strangers,
the highlights and high-fiving people. Celebrations today.
And amazing. We weren't even in the densely, we weren't in a densely populated part.
No.
We were like midtown, like uptown at Bloor.
But it was still like when we went outside, the up and down the streets, just honking and
incredible to see whooping. How many people were down there and how many people I know that went right into the throng.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Man. I'm just happy for everybody. Like, I feel like we could go player by player and talk about how unbelievable it is for them.
And, like, the cool thing about, I've been reading, I think it was someone on The Ringer, had a thing today about how strange this championship team is for the NBA. How right. There's only one, as Fred would call, big money guys. Mm-hmm. Or that's not what he said. Whatever he called Kawhi. It was a good quote that I just messed up. There's only one superstar, quote unquote, on the team. No lottery picks.
Yeah.
And only two guys on the team were actually drafted or picked. In Fred's case, not drafted, but then signed. And then Pascal. The only two guys on the team even drafted by the Raptors. It was everyone else is through trades or signings. It's truly a built from the ground up team. And the fact that it worked is kind of amazing in a way.
Truly, the series of events, the sequences that had to happen, the things that had to fall into place for this, like, I know maybe it sounds corny, maybe it's a little cheesy, but like, it really does feel like all the things that went wrong, all the different ways this franchise felt cursed previously, it was all building to this.
Yes.
All the weird trades that this piece becomes this piece becomes this piece. It all filters down into being in a position where they could trade for Kawhi Leonard.
Picking Andrea Bargnani first overall led to acquiring Kawhi Leonard. That's a factual statement.
Yeah. I think in a similar piece that I read today, I've read as much as I possibly. I've read everything.
Of course.
Read everything, watched everything.
You have to.
You know, how other teams probably wanted to trade for Kawhi Leonard, but didn't have. It was very interesting because, like, the Celtics probably could have put together a package for him. The Lakers probably could have tried to do it. But you had to be good enough that adding Kawhi Leonard pushes you to the next level and doesn't just make you a good team, but not so good that you're afraid to blow it up.
Yeah.
The Raptors were in the perfect spot.
If they don't get swept by Cleveland last year, it doesn't happen.
Unbelievable.
And I think I was kind of laughing at this a little. The Kawhi trade and this season has shifted how I look at transactions a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think like there's all those reports yesterday about the Lakers package for Anthony Davis and how they don't want to give up Kyle Kuzma. And it's like, sure, Kyle Kuzma's great.
Yeah.
But Anthony Davis is better.
Yes.
Go get Anthony Davis. Then you have Anthony Davis and LeBron James and you're going to be awesome.
Yes.
Like DeMar DeRozan is top two Raptor of all time.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's a great, we all know he's great, but he's not Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And you make that trade to go win a title. And this idea of like, well, we don't want to give up this guy to get this all world superstar. Like in the NBA, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any other sport where you can sort of say, okay, well, it's giving up a lot to get this one guy. It's just one guy. But in the NBA, that's all it takes.
Right. It changes everything.
Yeah.
There's so many things. It's really funny. You talk about it reshaping your image of transactions. And for me, it also really reshapes the image of so many of those cliches. I think the number one cliche that I probably rolled my eyes at before and now buy into 1,000% is that a team, especially in basketball, takes on the personality of their leader.
Yeah.
That could not have been more clear.
Yeah.
It could not have been more.
Especially like all the time we spent talking about, oh, this Raptors team's not going to get rattled because they have Kawhi Leonard there. They didn't.
Yeah.
So many games in this postseason run that like there's two, like count on two hands.
Right.
Where any other previous Raptors team would have folded.
Yes. I was putting a thing together today, just sort of a Twitter thread that should run out throughout the course of the day. And I was in compiling a bunch of highlights from the playoff run, I realized, like, remember the Sixers series, Kawhi dunked on Joel Embiid and Keyshawn got the great photo.
Yeah.
At the time, we're like, that's one of the greatest moments in Raptors history. Is that even a top five play from the playoff run?
Until I saw that thread you were doing today, yeah. I forgot that happened.
It wasn't even top three in that series.
No.
Like, eight things have happened since then.
I tweeted this morning that the NBA Finals feels like it took 3 months.
Yeah.
And, like, that extended schedule is definitely part of that, but, like,
the shot was a month ago.
Yeah. The Magic series seems like a different year.
Oh, man. I can't believe it. It's overwhelming.
It really, and to your point about the little things that have to happen, obviously that's true of any championship winning team. One bounce here, one bounce there. But like, you can go back to some, what if they don't bounce back after they lost game one against Orlando. Remember that?
Yeah.
We're like, what if they, you know, they don't bounce back from being that double overtime game?
What if Siakam's calf injury?
Yeah.
That almost cost them what if that was a 2-game injury and not a 1-game injury?
Yeah. What if the shot takes a slightly different rotation?
What if Fred, in the game where he got knocked out and knocked over and bled, what if that like gave him a concussion? He missed 3 games.
Yeah. What if Fred didn't find his shot again? Fred was unplayable.
Yes.
For 2.5 rounds.
Mark, people were trying to get Marc Gasol off the floor. You can go pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm amazed. I'm truly amazed at this. It's startling. There's a parade on Monday.
Yeah.
Championship parade for the Raptors because they won the championship.
Like, just the sentence is weird.
It's stunning. There's so much.
It's funny. We were talking last week about, like, if they win, yes. What does that look like? What is that, like, do you, like, what's next season like? And it's funny now that they have one that it, who cares? Like, like, it's not, it's the first time, like, I know in, like, a week we have to get into.
Right.
Free agency and Kawhi potential and all that stuff. But right now, it's just like, oh, this is why off seasons are fun.
Yes, I've had some friends from Cleveland that have passed along some very kind words to me this last 24 hours, and shout out Bex who listened to the show. One of the things he said to me that was so great that I was like, that is absolutely true, and I feel it immediately. It's like the best part of this is for the next few months, no one can tell you anything about like it's just like oh yeah, and I saw it happen already today immediately. I was like, oh, Jimmy Butler's opting out? Cool. Like, damn, that's wild. Like, oh, the Lakers and Knicks are trying to recruit big free agents? That's great. Like, awesome. Like, the Raptors won the title. Like, it's
yeah.
They already won the title. Nothing that happens to any of these teams can take away the fact that the Raptors won the title.
No, Kawhi can leave and go to any of them.
They beat the Golden State Warriors in 6 games.
And shut down Oracle.
Like 4-0 at Oracle this year.
That's insane.
Steve Kerr once again loses to a rookie head coach.
Yeah. Oh. If you had told me the Raptors would win the title and win more games on the road than at home.
It's truly startling.
That's insane.
Oh my goodness.
Man.
And really, and I mean, you know, like you said, we sort of sit into it, in it and enjoy it a little bit before we get into like free agency and all that yada yada. But like, other than Kawhi, the same team's coming back, more or less.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone's locked up. It's Kawhi, do you want to run this back with this exact same team, or do you want to assume that the Knicks will figure it out, or do you want to assume that the Clippers will figure this out in a tougher division, in a tougher conference, or do you want to see how good Pascal Siakam could be?
I
have no idea how he feels or what he wants to do, and whatever he chooses is his own freedom, and I will be happy.
What a wild! It's so funny what winning a title does. Like, we went from months of hand wringing about what's Kawhi gonna do. To whatever.
I hope
you stay. But yeah. Like, if you don't, I get it.
If he doesn't, standing ovations here every time he comes back, no matter what.
Has to.
Oh, unquestionably.
Has to.
Unquestionably.
I was thinking about it today on the way here. I think that my new, like, way too early to be thinking about this, and I should just be enjoying today, of course. My new, like, ideal situation for next season is they run it back, and Gasol announces that this is going to be his final season. Mm. And the Raptors win a title again. At home, Marc Gasol hits the winner, and he goes out a hero.
I love it. Yeah. Well, because listen, who's the, if not them, then who?
Yeah.
Because the Golden State Warriors are in some trouble here.
It's really funny how 25 years of Raptors angst, you win a title, and you're just like, oh, who's going to beat us? We're unbeatable now.
But.
Yeah.
That's sort of how it happens in the NBA. I mean,
who knows what the NBA even looks like next
exactly
year.
Exactly right. This is coming into one of the craziest off seasons, like, beforehand. Even looking at it beforehand, like, this is up there with the LeBron Bosch year.
The two current best players in the world right now could switch teams.
And
well, one might not even play.
And that isn't even including Kyrie, who hasn't figured anything out. There's, like, 10 max guys that are
Jimmy
floating.
Jimmy Butler, as you said.
Right. It's going to be incredible.
Anthony Davis.
The entire league is like, I wouldn't want to be the one making the odds of who the championship favorite is next year, because now even you could cop out and say, oh, it's the Warriors, but they're not going to have KD for the next season. And they might not have Klay for most of the year.
Yeah.
Because Klay's about to, he tore his ACL. He's about to be out 10 months if they're lucky. And as we saw with Durant and as we saw with Cousins, you know, a lot of the time, and it's something that Kawhi went through this year and they talked about, when you have an injury like that that's so major, sometimes other parts of your body take on the extra workload and they become weakened. And then you try to get back and suddenly your other leg is weak because you've been rehabbing your ACL.
And more, and with Golden State, like because of what happened with Durant, their medical staff is going to be under such scrutiny with Klay.
It's true.
That if he comes, so 10 months from now, I guess it'll be basically the start of the playoffs.
Right.
If he were to come back for the start of the playoffs, you're going to have to load manage him in the playoffs.
That's right.
So, and as we saw, Steph's great, but he can't do it on his own.
Boy, oh boy. So who knows? Like,
yeah,
the league shifts in large scale a lot of the time.
That could have been the end of the Warriors dynasty.
It's entirely possible. We won't know.
Nope.
It's too early to pronounce them as anything other than the second best team in the NBA this year.
And it's Golden State. If KD leaves, wouldn't shock me if like
they figured something
Jimmy out. Jimmy Butler goes there, yeah. And they're sick as hell again. But
we digress to the world champion Toronto Raptors.
Stupid sentence. I love it.
Oh man, there's so much. It was just so full of so many great moments. Fred VanVleet, like, so great.
Yeah,
he was unbelievable in the finals.
I couldn't believe those last two threes he hit. I could not believe those went in. Just an unreal.
It's hard to do this.
And getting the free throws and hitting all three.
Yeah,
I haven't heard a bar react to free throws like that in my life.
Truly, 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 truly stunning.
I need one of those like 15-minute montage videos that has like all the big moments from the entire run. I need to watch that on repeat for the rest of my life.
I'm sure it's out there.
It has to be.
This is monumental.
It's like you can't say, we can't break anything down because it's like,
it's the class. Like I read you, I'm sure you read Blake's recalibrations. What's there to recalibrate then?
Yeah.
What's there to improve upon? What's there to? They won the championship.
It's true. I was thinking, I can't remember what context I was. Oh, I was thinking about Alphonso McKinney and how he played for us and developed in the G League with us, and then obviously went to Golden State and had a big part in their team this year. And I had this thought that's just sort of like my default Toronto sports brain thought of like, oh man, if we had him, like how good could we be? Mm. And then 2 seconds later, it was like, oh, but who cares?
He'd be 15th.
He'd
be the 15th man.
It doesn't even matter what he'd be.
Yeah.
And just like that.
I'll tell you this. Alphonso McKinney would not have made the rotation.
Probably not.
Absolutely not.
He got
not.
Beaten by everyone.
Absolutely not. No, no chance.
But I just think it's.
He's not better than OG.
No, he's not. But it is funny that like the default brain has always been, oh, if we had that guy, like we'd be fucking sick.
Well.
But now it's like. No. Oh, who cares?
No, their G League cast-offs are playing for the opponents.
Yeah.
And shout out to the 905 who...
Yeah, man.
Very well represented. I mean, Pascal Siakam.
Norm.
Fred VanVleet. Unbelievable.
Even OG had a stint there.
I don't know if enough can be said about how establishing that pipeline and the success that they had, how much that factored into the success that the main club has had. It's startling.
Yeah.
When you also add in that McKinney was a big part of that.
And Jakob Poeltl was too.
It's really speaks to the totally top to bottom organizational focus on like really doing it right.
Also that, now that I think about it, that 2016 905 team that won the
stacked.
So good.
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet and Bruno.
Yeah.
What a team.
Man.
Raps are the world champs.
It's crazy. I love that they're giving everyone a ring.
Like, of course.
They're giving JV and CJ and DeLon and who are the other two? Monroe and Malachi Richardson are all getting a ring. And I think that's awesome. They seem to, the Raptors, I always trust the Raptors to sort of do these kind of things right because they seem to have the right idea. But it's always nice to have that like confirmed.
Incredible. Hard to believe it's the same franchise.
Truly.
With how unbelievable this era has been the last 6 years.
Yeah, it's like 2013, they were literally tanking.
Yeah.
They were tanking. And then this run started.
And it's also really nice. I mean, there's been a bit talked about this. I know that Blake talked about it in his article last night. He's not here, so let's just talk about what he wrote. But
yeah,
how many teams were in that position the Raptors have been in where like they were very good, but how many Atlanta Hawks years, how many Pacers years, the Blazers, the Clippers, how many teams get to that? We win our division and we're a 55 win team and it just doesn't matter. Like to not, I think in modern sports, we sort of have this thing has come in where there's only one way to do it. If you're either a 70 win team who's like unbelievable and marches through because they have a superstar, or you should tank. Right. That's sort of what everyone, and even as we just said,
the worst thing to be is like second in the East.
That's right. Well, it's not. That's what I take from this.
Yeah.
Is that is not the worst thing.
Go in. Unless you won, you can always, and the moves might be tough. Trading the franchise icon is not an easy thing to do. Trading your other All-Star's best friend is not an easy thing to do. But now you want a title.
Put yourself in the situation to be in the situation.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
And like there was every chance it didn't work.
And every opportunity to tank. And they basically tried.
Yeah.
Which is like a really weird... What a weird, unbelievable situation. right down to some of the shots, like just the way the shots went in. Kawhi's four bouncer, some of the heaves that Van Vliet just sort of threw up at the end of the shot clock in the finals. It was just like, I guess they're just going to get this. The things that you put yourself in the situation, and then there's certain things that just bounce the right way. And it just,
they literally almost gave the game away last night, and they did. And Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, missed a three on a good look.
I'm stunned.
Yeah.
So do you like, here's the question. Do you like, we have a parade on Monday.
We do.
There's a parade on Monday. Championship
An
parade.
The parade jokes can now be.
Well, the parade is planned.
Yes.
Do you like the route?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's a little weird. It's going down Lakeshore, but I get it. I get wanting to start sort of from OVO and the X, and I get that idea. And then it's better to go down Lakeshore than to cut up Strawn, I guess. But
yeah, you don't have to go up back. It's going up York, I believe.
Yeah, and then to University and then to Nathan Phillips.
It's going to be madness.
I'm surprised. I get it just for like spacing, but I'm a little surprised they're ending at Nathan Phillips and not outside the ACC. Mm-hmm. That was what I expected them to do. But I guess Nathan Phillips is built for that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
But yeah, I don't really care. it's a good, sure.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be unfathomable.
I can't wait to. If there was ever a time for Kawhi, I know he's not this guy at all. If there was ever a time for him to say he stay.
Let's again.
He won't because that's
no
not
pressure.
His,
let
it's
him.
Not his.
Let him do his thing.
That's not his way at all.
Yeah.
But man, would that be something?
Unbelievable. Oh, I'm stunned.
It's crazy.
So obviously you're going to the parade on Monday.
I'm going to watch some of it. I can't make the actual like ending of it, but I will be
on the route.
On the route.
Yes. Same. I don't think I'm going to go to Nathan Phillips Square.
No, I'm not.
But I'll be in the route.
Yeah.
I have the day off. I have the morning off. I'm working nights. Oh. Baseball guy again.
Right.
The break is over.
Yeah. Back to thinking about the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's easier now.
Yeah. It's true. It really is. Like,
they're bad.
It's not very good, but I get to watch baseball and Raptors won, so who cares?
Anyway, I
think that's the thing. You said this the other day about how you were talking to someone, like when you win all like the...
Right.
Like the game 50s.
Yes, because you said you weren't sure how to cheer for a champion.
Yeah, and I think that now that they've actually won, I can see that. I can't imagine getting worked up in February.
Yeah. Like, you might find a way.
I don't know. Like, if anyone could.
We'll check back in.
Yeah, if anyone could, but...
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like you...
I'll get worked up in the playoffs again.
Yes.
But it's hard. And I'll still, like,
bigger picture things.
Yeah, but like the cheering and the passion and all that. But like the idea, like imagine freaking out about something like load management now.
Right. Yeah, and I think there's been a free pass established for me at least to experiment next year.
Yeah.
If the game plan next year is to see if Malcolm Miller can handle big minutes, or it's to see, you know, what can Chris Boucher really be as an backup big, like, go for it. Give those guys 20 minutes. Let's see it. Like, you know, if we let it make the playoffs,
if Kawhi's back, they're going to be a top four seed regardless. So, yeah, go weird.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
So parade Monday.
I'm a little sad it's over.
Like, well, you know,
it's the best ending possible.
It lasts forever.
Yes. But the sense of community and that Ennis talked about and going to bars to watch the games and the whole city getting behind it. I'm going to miss it. It was fun.
It's one last blast off on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Seeing a parade. I never thought.
Truly.
Wow. What a world. Okay. We have some questions.
Yes.
Only because I have no idea where to even keep going with this. Just talking in circles about how amazing it is. You know what I mean? let's let the listeners sort of guide us here.
Yeah, we could use it.
All right. So we are going to be right back with a wonderful championship edition of the Mailbag. Righty, we got lots. Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
The championship edition of the Mailbag.
Let's do it.
First question, which Raps player are you most happy for? It's Kyle.
Gotta be Kyle. Yeah,
it's Kyle. Because of people like me. Exactly right.
I have to say, as a Kyle Lowry defender, for the most part, I've had my moments, but seeing him go off in a clinching game for a title is about as vindicating as you can get.
It's special. It's what you want.
Yeah.
It's the finish you want was Kyle Lowry leaving no doubt.
That was actually when, as you all know, and as you know, I am not a person with confidence in my sports teams and always assume we're going to lose or get trucked. When Kyle hit those shots to start the game, I was like, okay, we won. I was pretty confident that they weren't going to waste a Kyle Lowry game.
It definitely beats like him having one of those games where he doesn't score and they win anyway.
Yeah. Right?
And you have like, oh, well, if you knew, you'd understand it was a great game.
Oh, like having to defend the Kyle Lowry.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
But he did that too. He has also put up 26 points.
And he shot 9 of 16 for 26 points. Definitely happiest for Kyle. Second for me is Marc Gasol.
Man, he seemed very thrilled.
And Serge as well. Serge has been through it.
Yeah. Serge has lost.
So a lot of guys that, and I think that energy permeated throughout the team where it was a lot of guys with like either really battling to prove they could win one. And even Kawhi was like, a lot of people doubted Kawhi. There was a great, the Cold Takes Exposed had that like 3 minutes of just like everybody who's ever talked about the NBA writing off Kawhi Leonard.
And also kind of shitting on him for the being injury quiet. Thing.
Yeah. And not talking about it.
Yeah. Whereas now you're just kind of, like, I don't know if everyone in the league gets this, but because we've always been paying such close attention to him all year. And I was like, oh, of course he didn't talk about the injury. He doesn't talk about anything.
Right. Listen, just for one, allow me one moment of unreasonable optimism about Kawhi Leonard staying.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't it seem like the perfect fit city-wise?
Yes.
It's unassuming, always forgotten about, just sort of quiet, just sort of exists and does well. Feels like a perfect fit.
I also feel
like... I know he wants California or whatever. But
I also feel... And like, obviously, no one knows what Kawhi is thinking. Can't get into his headspace, his mindset. But like, he's a god here.
Yeah. Murals.
Yeah. How can you...
He's in nobody's shadow.
How can you leave that?
Yeah. He was... In San Antonio was always going to be compared to the Pop. Like, Pop was the star after it was Tim.
Yeah.
Now, it's just Kawhi here. Just Kawhi.
Like, how do you turn away from... He owns the city.
Yes.
He owns the country.
Anyway. Whatever.
I think he's going
to
stay.
I think he should, but if he doesn't want to, that's fine.
Yeah.
what would you give Kawhi as a housewarming gift? Shout out to Plant Guy. Who hasn't been milkshake ducked yet. But
give it time. By the time this comes out.
By the time this comes out, he's probably so. Preemptively canceled.
What would I give Kawhi? What could I possibly give Kawhi?
Nothing Leonard? To give him.
He's a rich superstar.
It's a big old hug.
Yeah.
A firm handshake and a thank you.
I would like to give him a job handshake because I want to see how awkward it would be with my tiny, shitty, stubby hands.
You'd crush your hand like a grape. you know, whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's
I don't have anything that he wants.
No. Well, what do you need? You have Aubrey's number.
Like, I talked to him about something other than basketball, which I assume is what he wants. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know what he likes.
Here's the real question. How much money have you spent on championship merch so far?
Actually, nothing, but I've looked at the store a lot and plan to buy at least a couple of things. I'll definitely get that the white shirt that they were wearing.
My answer is $100.
What?
My answer is $100.
Oh, what'd you buy?
We bought two shirts.
Nice.
Got one for Melissa and one for myself.
Which, the championship shirt?
I got the gray. It's got all the caricatures.
Oh, yeah.
It's got all their faces. It's like cartoons. I love shirts like that. So I can't wait to get that.
It's great.
And she has the black with the trophy.
Right. I do like that black with the trophy
one. You got to get some championship merch.
Of course I'm going to get some championship merch.
Director set a record already.
That's 80, crazy.
80% higher than the previous record for championship merch.
Which year that was?
I don't, but it doesn't matter. Probably the Cavs. Yeah. The Cavs bought a shitload.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And 100% higher than last year's championship merch was the Warriors, I want to say.
Which, like, that makes sense.
I want to say the Warriors have won a title. I can't remember.
Like, what are you doing spending money on your third championship? Like,
sure.
Whatever.
After the win, what was the best moment of last night for each of you?
I feel like, honestly, the fact... So I had this thought a couple times where, like, you know, you enter contests for tickets mm-hmm. to the game or whatever. For game five, and then if there was a game seven. And I was kind of thinking about how... Obviously, if I were to win those raffles, it would be amazing because you get to go to an NBA Finals game and it's crazy. But the fact that I was able to watch the Raptors playoff run and watch them win a title with a group of my closest friends and my fiance, that to me was just kind of the bring that all together. People in that group who had never watched sports before this run and never cared and got bought in fully. That to me was really amazing. Just that, like, the sense, I know I was just talking about this, the sense of community and all that. But to me, that's the best thing. That was the coolest, like, bar sports experience I've ever had. Like, we were standing in a bar the entire game and no one cared. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yes. I think I will, if I had to pick a specific moment in time, it would probably be the second bottle of champagne toast. When we were all waiting I think it was Lund who was giving a toast and we all crouched.
Yeah.
There's that, and it's the photos of us out there, but it was just like, we were just all like
children,
just giddy.
And yeah.
The random spurts of laughter was great. We would be hanging out and then we'd suddenly just like laugh and shove each other. Just like awesome, random. Yeah. Unbelievable. I think probably the second toast with all the crouching.
Yeah. That was good. I wish I remembered more of it.
Silly, silly night. Since it links the two stadiums, should Bremner become Toronto Sports Street with statues, a Walk of Fame, etc.? If so, who would you like to see included? I think it's a cool idea.
I actually love that idea, yeah.
The logistics of the companies, yada, yada. There is already a sort of a Legends Row. I think it's a very cool idea.
I do too.
Especially if you had it, one of those things where it's tough because you don't know how many things you're going to add to it. It would be cool if it was in order, time-wise.
Yeah.
And you had some really early Leaf stuff, and then you sort of like, it grows, and you get some... more modern Leaf stuff, and then your Raptors are born, and then you got Vince dunking, and then you have the Jays, and then you sort of, if it built like that, it would be awesome.
That would be very cool.
Doesn't seem likely, but it'd be very cool.
No, I can't see MLSC and Rogers coming together on that, but it's a great idea. I would want, I don't know if I can beat that. That's great. I didn't even think about it like from like a museum style way.
Beautiful idea.
Yeah.
But there's hoops right there. You gotta keep hoops.
Gotta keep hoops. And the Del Taco.
When did your confidence / hope reach the lowest point?
Oh, Philly game three.
Philly game three.
Oh, man. I thought we were done.
Mm. Going into the overtime of game three against the Bucks.
Oh, really?
Down 2-0. Kyle had fouled out. Kawhi looked hurt. I was like, it's over. I think that in that same game, the Bucks took a really bad possession and I was like, don't you just play for the tie because you're like almost definitely going to win in overtime. And then it went to overtime and they lost. And I remember being like, I can't believe they won. Like, after they won game three, I never looked back. I was like, it's over. And neither did they. They won 4 straight against the Bucks and then beat the Warriors in 6. But going into that overtime, I was like, this is it. They're not coming back down for 3-0.
No, that was that was definitely the season of many moments. But yeah, for me, it was after just getting punked in Philly. Embiid did his fucking
airplane,
and it just felt so familiar. That was the only moment really for me in these playoffs that were like, there's the old Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
Even losing game one to the Magic, you knew that wasn't going to matter.
Meaningless, yeah.
Like, it sucked, but it wasn't, whatever. But that was oh, I've seen a star, like, have a big celebration after his team just beat the shit out of us.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's Cleveland again. It's LeBron drinking a beer on the sidelines.
Oof. All those ghosts are gone. Man, I going back on these, like, the Philly series and the Bucks series, I can't tell you how many times that I thought Kawhi Leonard was going to leave the game with an injury in the playoff run.
He looked like he could barely walk sometimes.
Where I was like, oh, man, Kawhi's hurt. Like, expect less than 20 points from him the next game. It just never happened.
Yeah.
Crazy. Would you relay?
He had one bad. I feel like that game, what was it, game four against Orlando, I want to say.
Maybe.
He had, like, a bad game. And
he wasn't great. He wasn't great last night. And they won.
No, he wasn't.
Handily. 22-6. Do you rename Maple Leaf Square? Yeah, but I think you do. I think there's definitely going to be a street named there somewhere. Yeah.
I think you just Jurassic Park.
If we're saying Maple Leaf Square isn't also named, you know.
Yeah.
Maple Leafs team. But we have a Blue Jay Way leading up. I think Jurassic Park has to, because, like, all due respect to the Leafs, that's a Raptors thing. I know that fans were out there for the Leafs.
The Raptors started it, though.
Yes, and clearly took it to another level.
Yeah.
I think you have
when you have 59 of them throughout the country popping up.
Yeah.
I think Jurassic Park has taken that name.
So I think you have to acknowledge that, whether it be Raptors Road or it actually gets called Jurassic Park.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever it is, I think Maple Leaf Square has to get something Raptory or one of those streets.
Here's the thing. You get streets named for you when you win.
That's right.
And so until the Leafs win again, they don't get it.
Yeah. There's lots of streets.
Yeah.
If Kawhi leaves in the offseason, should the Raptors retire his number once he retires?
No. I say no. I think they should give him every honor.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can retire a number after one season.
They haven't
retired anybody, but.
They haven't done any of that yet, have they?
No.
It's mostly because they're waiting for 7.
Or 15.
7.
So the thing is, 15's coming back next year.
I know, but they're retiring 7 first.
You think?
They might. Maybe they honor 15, they're retiring 7.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that. No, I don't think, if Kawhi leaves, I don't think you can retire his number.
I agree. But if he sticks, if he signs and they make another good run.
Oh, if he signs, for sure. Honestly, they could retire every number on this fucking squad and I'd be cool with it.
Mm-hmm. If the Raptors came to your house for a celebration dinner, what would you make them? People love to ask us about what we would cook.
I mean, you have to try beef penis, right?
You would attempt to make the beef penis.
Yeah. Think how cool Serge would think you are if you, like, made it for him and did it right.
Well, he went to the Score and they served him that fucking, like, unhatched chicken.
Oh, yeah, egg. Yeah, ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
Sandwich dead. Yikes. yeah, I would. I mean, listen, I'd have to make nachos. That's all I can. Here's a plate of nachos, fellas. Go nuts. It would be a lot of nachos.
Have to be a big plate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they, you know, at least I can do. So yeah, I would make nachos.
Nachos. Beef penis nachos or just normal nachos?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, all right.
We'll see what the prices are at the market. you've been accused of a crime and can elect one Raptor to represent you in a trial by combat. The governing body, hoping to sentence you to death and execute you, chooses Kyle Lowry wielding a Morningstar.
What is your champion question?
And what weapon do they use? I can only guess who asked that.
I mean, I don't want to do any of it because I don't want Kyle Lowry to
have. So they chose Kyle Lowry with a Morningstar.
But then that means that Kyle Lowry's being harmed, and I don't want that. You just take the hit?
What's a... Yeah, I mean,
Morningstar's like a flail, like a mace on a chain, I think.
Okay. Well, listen. At the risk of being obvious, nobody's killing Kawhi Leonard. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
You're just not killing Kawhi Leonard in a one-on-one trial by combat. The end.
Yeah, I feel like OG could also be, like, he's thin, but I feel like he's also a guy who would be like, nah.
And what weapon would you use? Kawhi with the broadsword. It's my claymore.
Oh, with his hands would, like,
absolutely.
He'd be able to wield it.
He would wield.
Kawhi with feel like I want Kawhi with a spear.
Sure.
To like do some cool like spinning.
I think Surge might be a sneaky pick here too.
I feel like Surge too nice.
Surge.
Oh no, he fights though.
Surge choked dude.
He punches the guy like 3 months ago.
Yeah. Marquise Chris asked yeah. him. Ask him who's nice. But yeah, I'm going Kawhi with a broadsword.
Yeah, I'm going Kawhi with a spear, I think. Or like, I guess it's still a spear. Whatever, what's his name in Game of Thrones? It all like the jumping and the flipping. It look, I know you haven't seen it.
No idea.
But it looked cool. So whatever it looks as cool as possible is my answer.
Does a Canadian champion in a major sport visit the White House? I don't think so.
I doubt it.
I don't think any NBA team is visiting the White House until it's a new president.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty safe thing to say.
I just hope they don't visit Queen's Park.
I think they will.
That's my big hope. I'm sure they will, but
I'm fairly certain they will.
I don't want Doug Ford anywhere fucking near this.
Oh, team. Queen's Park.
Yeah, sorry, not Parliament.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He's too small time.
Yeah, that's true. I loved him tweeting today, like, "Oh, I won't be going to the parade." It's like, yeah, because we don't want you there. You'll get booed.
So I don't think White House. This does say Canadian champion in a major sport. I don't think the Maple Leafs would go either. Maybe I'm wrong.
Would they be invited?
That's the question. I think that's sort of the sneaky question here.
I think the Jays would be invited.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd go.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I don't think so.
Will the Blues get invited?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. Will the Blues get invited to the White House? Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know how it works. Trump doesn't even know what hockey is.
Final question. Breaking down Toronto's season high 7 runs in the 6th inning, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dummied the Baltimore Orioles last
night. So, Kevin Biggio.
You called it.
When he got called up, the Raptors stopped losing.
Hmm.
And then he hit a home run last night.
There you go.
The Raptors won a title. So, maybe we should all be thanking Kevin Biggio.
Well said.
Was it? I don't know.
That's how we'll close it out. Excellent. Excellent questions. Excellent mood. We have nothing left to do but answer the question on everyone's mind, whether we are sad or not sad. No spoilers, but Raptors are NBA champions, so I'm feeling good on Team Not Sad here so far.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
Find out after this. Close it out as we always do with the flagship portion of the program brought to you today by Pedialyte.
Terrible mouthfeel on Pedialyte.
Jake is working his way through a bottle of Pedialyte throughout the course of the episode.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
It's fucking disgusting.
Well, there goes the sponsorship
from Pedialyte.
There goes the Pedialyte sponsorship. That was a quick 20 seconds.
Use by expiration date.
What do you get there? The orange? Citrus? It's
fruit flavor.
Mm.
There was fruit. There was grape. There's also an unflavored, which I think would be you just heard Sean audibly groan in the booth.
Last time I had Pedialyte was the Tulo trade. No, wow. The David Price trade.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had Pedialyte since university.
Holy. It's something.
It is.
Get in India. The segment's sad, not sad. I think.
This is like the question. Can we bring the room down?
You'd have to really be trying.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
It's not sad across the board.
Of course. The Toronto Raptors won a fucking NBA title.
It's among the most incredible things I've seen in my life.
Yes.
It was a long journey.
I've never seen you as geared up watching sports in my life.
Well, it's, you know,
I mean, I get it.
When have we been close to a situation like
but
that?
But you've even said, like, we've watched Jay's playoffs before, and
right.
you like to watch alone.
I do.
And like sit, like seeing you, like, it was fun. It was cool.
It was, what a sense of, it's all the sappy crap. It's the sense of community, the journey, the build, the lessons. It became something really special, and it happened at such a speed where you were able to stand back and watch it grow almost in front of your eyes, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of like, wow, this is really, really cool how this is happening. And then it was, wow, this is really getting big. And then it was, wow, this is everybody on board. And now it's like, they did it.
It does feel and I don't know if this is the case for every championship team. Maybe it is. I have no idea because I've never experienced this before. But it does feel with all the Jurassic Parks popping up and the way just the whole run, it does feel like a truly unique once in a lifetime thing that another team, even a team like the Jays, which isn't like reviled like the Leafs are, I don't think would bring that sort of passion. And it makes sense in Canada. I totally get it, but it's very cool. And as someone who is usually not a big fan of, you know, like nationalism and we're all in this as Canada, this felt different. And this was amazing to see and to watch it build, as you said, build throughout each round to the point where it was like, oh, holy shit, there's 30,000 people in a square in Mississauga watching this game.
Yeah, I think.
Or 8,000 in Regina or.
Digging into my own sort of, you know, this always happens to me as I think back to being 7 and 8 years old and watching the Blue Jays and looking at that now and recognizing that that had a huge part in me being somebody who loves baseball.
Yeah.
Knowing now that there are, without a doubt, because I know people whose kids are that age already that are like, I love basketball. I want to watch basketball and play basketball and care about basketball. Like, there is a wave coming 10 years from now of kids that are hooked now, that are going to be.
And are forever.
Forever. Boys and girls and young and old. There are people now that love basketball full stop.
Yeah.
And they're going to be Raptors fans for life and they're going to watch basketball their whole lives. And they're going to grow up appreciating the beauty and the skill and the toughness and everything that comes into the game. Just an unbelievable example. It's hard to, you know, you don't want to moralize and you don't want to overstate it, but some beautiful lessons and some beautiful journeys and some an unbelievable payoff just for that to end with a championship. It feels so right. It feels so good. It feels so much like, as we said before, that everything, all the hardships, all the bullshit, all the terrible things that happened to the franchise, how cursed they felt, it's all gone. It's all gone.
How many months are there in a year? 12.
Yep.
13. I'm moving quick today. 13 months ago, we were watching LeBron end us.
Yes.
Again.
Laughably.
And to the point where it was like, what else can we do? We were the best team in the conference. We were a better team than Cleveland last year. And we still got swept. Handily. I barely watched that game four because I just knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're champions. I remember leaving the bar after watching game three against Cleveland last year where LeBron hit the buzzer beater.
The runner.
And just being like, this is it. This is what being a Raptors fan will be like for the rest of my life. And now we're here and it's truly, truly remarkable. And man, it's crazy. It's not a compelling podcast. I just keep seeing it's crazy over again, but it is.
It's honest.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It really is. That's, you know, we enter into our second 100 episodes with a championship celebration.
Crazy.
They won.
So maybe we have to do another 100 episodes for someone wins again.
I don't know. I have no idea. The thing is, it could just as easily not happen, right?
That's true.
We could do this. We could do this show for 10 years and it could not happen again.
But that's okay.
That is fine because we'll always have last night. We'll always have today. We'll always have the parade on Monday.
Yeah.
And whatever happens after that.
It'll be fine.
It's going to be okay. The Toronto Raptors, 2019 NBA champions. What else is there to say?
I don't know. I thought you were ending the show there.
Well, the only thing I have left to say is thank you very much for listening to Sportsfeld.
Sportsfeld!